Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 5, and we're going to look at verses 1 to 3. They read, "Every high priest is selected from among men and is appointed to represent them in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weakness. This is why he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins, as well as for the sins of the people." Now, in this chapter, the writer is going to go on and talk about the comparison and the contrast between Jesus as high priest and the high priest of the Old Covenant, the Aaronic order. And he begins by talking about the Old Covenant high priest and how he's able to deal gently with those who are ignorant because he himself is subject to weakness. I've had a number of knee operations in my life, and after each operation, I've needed physiotherapy. I must admit, the physiotherapists who had themselves had injuries, I paid much more attention to compared to the ones who themselves have never had any injuries like mine. They knew what it was like, those who had had injuries, to feel the weakness that I felt in my knees, and they got a lot more respect from me. Whether that's fair or not, I don't know, but that's how it is. And the high priests of the Old Covenant were able to be gentle with the people of God because they themselves were sinners, they themselves were weak. So here the writer talks about the gifts and the sacrifices, the meal offerings, the blood sacrifices. He's talking perhaps particularly about the Day of Atonement, because that's the day above all others when the high priest was to offer sacrifices for sins. And those gifts and sacrifices weren't being offered to put God into our debt, but to thank God for creation and the covenant that he had made with his people. In fact, the word offer here is in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, 18 times, which is more than any other New Testament book. What is the writer doing? He's contrasting the partial, the temporary, and the ineffectual offerings of these purely human priests with the full, the eternal, and the fully effective offering of Jesus. The high priest did have to offer sacrifices for his own sins. Leviticus 16 has much on this, verse 6 as an example. Aaron is to offer the bull for his own sin offering to make atonement for himself and his household. And indeed, verse 11 to 14, we see that they had to do that first before offering sins for anybody else. So this high priest had to do that first, and then he was able to help others. Aaron's ability was to help was based on his weakness. Indeed, he was as weak as any of us. Aaron, Exodus 32, the incident of the calf is one example. And although Aaron's ability was based on his weakness, Jesus' ability, we'll look at later in this chapter, is based on his strength. But it is strength that is not strength that separates us from God, because Jesus' strength is tempered by his suffering. He experienced the weakness of temptation and suffering, we could say. And so that means that he is able to understand us. High priests in the Old Covenant had to be called by God, had to be sympathetic to the weaknesses and waywardness of men, and had to be aware of their own needs so they could be compassionate and motivated to help. Well, Jesus has a similar calling. He's called by God. He is sympathetic to our weaknesses because he himself was subject to temptation. And he was aware of his own needs. I think that's true. As we see him in Gethsemane, as we see him often withdrawing to lonely places to pray, he was aware of his need for God. Therefore, he was compassionate and motivated to help. He still is today, compassionate and motivated to help. We can come to him today looking for that help. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 4. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church work, we're at nwlcc.org. You can email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And in iTunes, you'll find us under MCCX. Just type that into the search bar, MCCX, look in podcasts, and there we shall be. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.